News Talk 590, KUGN here at 717. Dennis Nakata decided to stand for just a second. Not that there's a big difference from sitting. Height-wise, that's looking nice, huh, guys? Is that looking nice out there?
It's a beautiful morning in the Silicon Shire.
There we go. We got Big Mark in the house. And also, Tech Talk Thursday, welcome Bishop Lafer. Did I get it right?
Yes, Bishop Lafer.
Hey, Bishop, thank you for coming in. Mark, you too as well. It's always, where's Rory?
Vegas? I think he's close to Canada. He sent me a picture of Canada the other day.
What? So, Canada?
World traveler, that one.
I wonder if they got casinos out there. Inside joke. Sorry, guys. So Tech Talk Thursday, we're talking Hack for a Cause. Basically, would you give us a quick rundown? And then, Bishop, I want to get your story on how your experience with Hack for a Cause impacted you. So,
yeah, Hack for a Cause is the civic hackathon annually that the TAO, the Technology Association of Oregon, in the Southern Willamette Valley puts on every year right around this time. It's a civic hack, so civic organizations bring challenges that they're having that they think there's a technical solution for, and then the tech community comes together on a weekend and they come up with solutions, form teams, come up with solutions, and have a good time trying to solve those problems.
So, Bishop, let's swing to you here real quick. Your first hack for a cause, going in, you had blank. Coming out, you had...
So, first hack for a cause was 2015. Going in, I had just graduated from college, and I didn't have any professional experience in the industry.
Okay.
And I didn't really have any experience working on a collaborative software team, development team. And so I went in not really knowing what or how I could contribute or even what any software development looked like outside of just what I had worked on in school. And so I went in, I was able to network, met a lot of people, made some really good friends, all of whom actually I'm still friends with today. I got lucky and was fortunate enough to get onto a team with who had come to represent IDX Broker, and our team won. After the hack, I left with a couple job references and like a kind of a mission plan on how to get my foot in the door. I dropped a resume off at IDX Broker, didn't even get a call back,
right.
But I did hear from someone else who was at the event that there was a position open at RG Media. So I applied for that one, and I was able to get it. And then I worked there for about a year before IDX Broker called me back and said, hey, we have a position that we think you'd be good for. And so I went to IDX Broker, and I've been there for a couple of years now.
So give me a sense of the atmosphere at these Hack for Cause. What is it like a conference? Is it a workshop, or what are we talking about here?
I'd say it's kind of a combination of both almost. It's Friday night is opening statement. There's people from the community who come, like the mayor or...
There'll be a keynote speaker on Friday night. And so people from the general population who are curious can show up and do the opening ceremonies. And then after the challenges are described and we have the keynote and all that, then most of the visitors kind of take off. And what's left is the participants who are going to be forming teams and doing the hackathon. And so at that point, it turns into like a sprint to try to create these projects. And that happens Friday night, Saturday, all day.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sunday morning, you package up the project. And then there's a final ceremonies. And then we invite everybody from the community back in, and you get to see there's a movie that's been built during the weekend that has little bits and pieces of all the projects. Giant checks are awarded. Well, they're like physically giant checks. I think they're pretty reasonable.
They're pretty rad, yeah.
Pictures are taken. So it's kind of a celebration of community, and it lets people kind of scratch that civic itch and do their tech stuff at the same time. And there's lots of different teams show up. There's kids teams. We've had the robotics group show up. There's teams from industry. So IDX always has a team there. There's just random folks that show up. And this year, there's a special challenge, the Grand Challenge, that anybody can participate in. And it's a Speed Up America map of broadband map or
wow.
something.
Wow, okay. So. Well, so we're getting close to, we're almost out of time here, but real quick, you have an event coming up on the 20, is that the 26th?
26th, next, 27th,
next Friday.
And 28th.
Yeah, yep. next Friday. You it changed your life?
It did, yeah, definitely. I've participated every year since. This year, I'm not gonna compete. Instead, I'm gonna mentor and probably work on the Speed Up America one, which is like a call to help people in rural communities get higher speed broadband internet service.
Bishop Lafer, congratulations! Thanks for coming in. Appreciate that a lot. And yeah, I wish it's times like this. I wish we were TV because when I said changed your life, you had that natural ooh smile. So you just like that right there. It made a difference, didn't it?
It did, yeah.
That's very cool. Mark, anything that you want to add? We sign off here?
You can check out these stories and more by visiting the EugeneTech.org website and join the conversation.
Absolutely. Tech Talk Thursday here on KUGN.